This is Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I am your radio pastor for the day. Romans 13:1 says, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God." Matthew 21 records the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem and the confrontation between Jesus and the chief priests and elders. In Matthew 21:23, the chief priests and elders asked Jesus, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus wants to find out if they will recognize divine authority and submit to it. So he, in a typical rabbinical style, asks them a question to see where they are. Jesus asks them, "The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men?" The chief priests and elders answer, "We don't know." What Jesus hears is clever, politically motivated men trying to evade giving an honest answer, but also men who do not accept the authority of God. I call this word engineering. John clearly was from God, sent to prepare the way for Jesus. With such an answer, Jesus says, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." Jesus then proceeds to tell them two parables that illustrate different nuances of authority. The first parable is about a father who asks his two sons to go and work in the vineyard. One son says yes, but does not go, and the other son says no, but then changed his mind and went and worked. Jesus asked the chief priests and elders, "Which of the two did the will of the father?" They replied, "The second." Jesus then extends this parable to those who heard John the Baptist. People like the chief priests and elders heard John and said yes, but did not change a bit. Other people like the tax collectors and sinners who had sinned, that is, they at first said no, but after hearing John, they repented and said yes to God. Fathers should have authority over their sons, but the sons' actions show whether the sons acknowledge that authority or not. Sinners and tax collectors acknowledge the authority of God, the Father, by hearing and believing John's message. Your actions show your response to divine authority. Saying you will do what God wants is good, but saying must be accompanied by doing. Don't try to word engineer your way around God's will or His word. Christians are like the second son. We said no to God's word, but then repented and started doing what He wants. We acknowledge the authority of God over our lives when we do His will. The second parable in Matthew 21:33-40, is about a man who planted a vineyard and then leased it out to vine dressers. When harvest time came, he sent servants to get the owner's portion. The vine dressers beat the servants and killed some. The vineyard owner sent more servants, but again, they were beaten and killed. Finally, the vineyard owner sent his son, thinking, "They will respect my son." But the wicked vine dressers recognized the son and sought to kill him, thinking that they then would have the vineyard for themselves. God is clearly the vineyard owner, Jesus is the owner's son, and the servants are the prophets and John the Baptist who were sent to deliver God's word to his people. The chief priests and elders represent Israel and the vine dressers who have leased the vineyard. I think this parable illustrates that in addition to rejecting Jesus as the Son of God and not recognizing God's divine authority, the chief priests and elders are trying to go beyond their lawful authority. They are stewards of what belongs to God, but they are acting like usurpers, trying to take over. Jesus has a way of showing us who we really are. Do you recognize the limits of the authority given to you by God, or do you seek to take authority from God? I know people in Christian leadership face the temptation to go beyond the authority of God and the church have given them. I suspect we all try to act like owners instead of stewards. Let God be God and let Him have authority over your portion of His vineyard. There is one last thing I think we should see with respect to God's authority in Matthew 21:42. After the two parables, Jesus says, "Have you never read in the scriptures?" And then He cites from Psalm 118:22-23, which says, "The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." God's word is the ultimate authority. When you hear scripture, you should not try to word engineer your way around it, but accept it as authoritative. I am Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Kenton, New York, and I have been your radio pastor for the day.